Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from all over the place. It's July 2nd, 2023, Kingsman's The Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life, as we know it could happen to you. My guests today are a couple of champions and a man who is a winner in my heart, David Bory, Jonathan Mangum, and Jenny Zagrino. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Let's meet them all individually, shall we? And alphabetically by first name. Yeah, the twists never stop coming here at Douglas Movies. Going for his third straight win today, I believe, if my math is right, it's David Bory. Hey, David.
Hey, yeah, I'm going for the big three. I'm just as prepared as always.
It's very exciting, yes, because you don't really have to prepare. You just have to rely on whatever information you already know, plus hunches and guesses and that sort of thing. And so far, you know, you've proven the last two times you've been on the show to be good at it.
I feel good. I feel strong.
All right. Okay. Well, we need to mention once again that you are in the mountain time zone. You are in the Denver area, so that does give you that advantage over everybody else, is that the air is thinner.
A mile closer to Jesus.
Which is a winning place to be. She is back after a win a couple of weeks ago. That's how her schedule, she can't just drop everything and come back here and be a champion, but she's here with us today. It's Jenny Zagrino. Hey, Jenny.
Hi. Hello. I am back to win.
Oh, I like that attitude. David,
is that
are you scared?
No more scared than I am any other Sunday.
Oh, really? This is an extra specially scary Sunday. Well, you know, on any given Sunday, Al Pacino could yell at you.
About football, I hope.
Yeah. Jenny, what else is going on with you? You just got back from Denver. Do you have some more road stuff coming up?
I just finished a big tour of Colorado and Minneapolis. And then next week is Batavia, Illinois at the Comedy Vault. And then some other places. I don't know.
I hear they
just doing the comedy thing, trying to distract myself, running around.
I hear they keep the jokes locked up over there at the Comedy Vault, and that
they do.
You have to know the combination,
or they take a running head start to them and then catapult themselves over a punchline.
It's a different kind of vault. I get it.
City, a different kind
nice
of vault.
Work. You're ready for that club. It sounds like in good old Batavia. Like, what's that? Have you been there
brought
before?
You know as well.
What's that?
Comedy Vault? No.
Yeah.
Have you asked me if I've been in the Comedy Vault?
Yeah.
No, never.
So do you know
is
where
that,
Batavia,
that's where the conversation's going to end?
Do you know where Batavia is on a map?
According to Google, it is a 50-minute drive outside of Chicago.
Oh, okay. That's what they say about every single place in Illinois. Is that it's a 15-minute drive outside of Chicago. But, yeah. So,
but according to Delta, it is a $500 plane ticket, and that is some bullshit.
Oh, no. So they do have a little airport in Batavia?
No, after Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Still got to go to Chicago. All routes lead to Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. So might as well just do that. Well, good luck with it. And... I want to hear about it because I'm not familiar with this club, and it sounds great.
It's gonna be great.
My third guest today is the man who tells you about all the deals on Let's Make a Deal. It's Jonathan Mangum. Hello, Jonathan.
Howdy there, Doug. I totally forgot this is a competition show, and I like my stomach feels upset, and I like I'm sweating a little. This is a fight, man.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to upset you on a Sunday afternoon on a long weekend.
Oh, man.
What's going on with your TV program? When do you tape the next season?
We just started. So we just did like three chunks of it. So if you are in or near Glendale, California, and want to win a Hyundai Prius car, I can't even think what they're called, even though I describe them all day. Come out to Let's Make a Deal.
I'm in Glendale.
Oh, well, come let's to Let's Make a it. Deal. Just don't say that I know you. You don't say we met in a podcast or you can't win and I'll go to jail.
Yeah, don't bring his name up when you show up. But,
and I'm doing a crazy show. We're on a hiatus this week. So like I'm going to Vegas to do this show at Harrah's. It's kind of insane, called Hiprov, where I get on stage and this hypnotist hypnotizes 20 people, whittles it down to 5 people. And then I do a full improv show with 5 randos on stage.
Just you and them.
Just me and 5 hypnotized drunk Vegas attendees.
Wow.
So I'm my stomach is also upset for that as well. So
that does sound like when I saw it in print, the Hyprov.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to pronounce it, but it's because of hypnosis. So it's Hiprov.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was more like hydroprov, like it was going to be on water or something.
I would like to do that.
You guys do improv on skis. But I mean, I hate talking to drunk people from the stage and trying to make it funny doing stand up. But how do you deal with 5 of them at the same time? Is there, like, so, does the hypnotist stay there and keep kind of throwing extra hexes on him?
He stays there, and he's pretty good at like whittling down when he starts with 20. He figures out real quick who's kind of fucked up and invites them to leave the stage. And so usually they're not horrible drunks. But I've never done the show in Vegas yet. So Vegas is Vegas, man.
Yeah, that's, you know, people are gonna arrive drunk and the establishment's not gonna, you know,
no,
not gonna be mad about it,
not at all.
They just let people do their thing, and they have lots of that magic powder you throw on the vomit that happens later.
Voban, it's called Voban.
Really? Oh no.
Yeah, I worked at Disney World and it was like this is a whole bag, and it's like a company makes it, and it's like wood chips and perfume, and they dump it and it soaks up the barf and then they throw it in the trash.
Yeah, what? It's a real, it's like this magical, if you have a problem, if you're in your own home vomiting a lot in the carpet, then you should probably get some of this.
It's your bag of barf powder.
It is.
What if you just vomit other places, not just the carpet?
Maybe just bring it with you? Oh, I see. Also, oh, it's like probably good on all surfaces, I'd imagine, if it can get it out of the carpet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just learned about Barkeeper's Friend. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, that stuff's great.
I mean, why is that such a big-ass secret? Like, it's just available in stores, like right next to a bunch of cleaning products that don't work worth shit. It's really good. I'm really...
Big Bar really keeps keeping it from you.
Yeah, what's it called again?
It's Barkeeper's Friend.
Friend, okay.
Yeah.
I always want to call it like buddy or pal or something. And
associate barkeeper.
Yeah, and as I learned watching The Bear on Hulu, I guess in the world of chefs and restaurants, they just call it barkeepers. They don't even mess with the friend part.
Oh.
But in dialogue, it sounds very strange for them to be like, hey, did you get some barkeepers? Yeah, I went over to the store and got some barkeepers. You know, it doesn't, what? Okay. I could talk about barkeepers all day because, you know, of course, cocktail is a classic. But I'd like to do something else before we start our games today. We do Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each of my guests to recommend one movie in a specific category suggested by a person following the Doug Loves Movies account on Twitter. So today's category was suggested by Seanster Dolan, D-O-L-A-N, Seanster, like, you know, like he's a hip guy named Sean, so he's the Seanster. And for reasons only the Seanster knows, he wants you to recommend a prison movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we'll go to David first. Does anything spring to mind as an excellent prison movie?
Yeah. Let me think about it. It was an HBO movie. It was, it's Jeffrey Wright's in it. It has, like, he's an actor and they hired actors, but all the extras are prisoners.
Oh,
interesting. OG. It's called OG. It's on HBO. And Jeffrey Wright is the main guy, but then there's like a bunch of real prisoners.
And it's called O period G period?
Yes.
As in original gangster?
As in.
Okay. And yeah. Jeffrey Wright, of course, is a terrific actor. This sounds like, you know, Jeffrey Wright is doing his own version of Hiprov, but with prisoners instead of drunken tourists.
Yes, you know, very similar results.
So how long ago was this on HBO? Why do I not know of this?
Probably a couple of years before pandemic, I'd say like 16 to 18 range.
Okay.
16, 2018. And all I only knew about it because a friend of mine had just, I don't think it was like highly publicized or anything like that, but a friend of mine had seen it and recommended it. And it's like, I really don't like prison movies. So I wasn't really that eager to see it. But then I remember watching it and being like, oh, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's not a genre that I drift towards. There's prison movies that I go, oh, that was good, you know? They made me feel like as bad as it would, you know, not as bad as it would feel, but, you know, they gave me an idea how bad it would be to be imprisoned and how scary it is. And
you know, I already had an idea, you know?
Yeah. Before. No, you already have ideas, so you don't need too much of it. So for my prison movie, if I were picking one, I'd maybe go with something a little bit more on the comical side or something that just has a taste of prison in it. It's not full-blown prison.
Right, like a prison action. Act, but maybe not the whole.
Or you could even go to the, you know, Caged Heat, you know, like the sort of campy exploitation prison films that were so popular for a couple of decades. But all right, so far we got OG. Where are you at with this, Jenny?
Okay, so does it have to be a prison movie or just a movie with prison scenes in it?
Well, that's what I'm saying is I think you can go ahead. Oh, you just gave me a good one. If you can just have prison scenes, which, you know, it's up for interpretation because the dude on Twitter, all he said was prison movies. So like you can even do a movie that's, you know, makes you feel imprisoned.
Okay. Well,
you know,
so here's the thing. I came in today again with an agenda, and the agenda this time was Al Pacino. You already brought up Al Pacino. So already this is a sign from the universe. I must talk more about Al Pacino, and I'm going to pick Carlito's Way. There's a prison scene in it.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just a Puerto Rican. He says that a lot of times.
Carlito's Way. Interesting. And Al Pacino, it is kind of magical how much he's coming up today, because just before starting this taping, I was watching an old Peter Sellers Pink Panther movie, the fifth in the series, Revenge of the Pink Panther. And at one point, he's dressed up as a mobster, and he wants people to think he just speaks Italian and doesn't know English. So he just says a bunch of, Italian-sounding words. Mm-hmm.
Back when comedy was real.
Yeah.
You exactly. Could say anything. You were going to be canceled.
In the jumble of
say words. Spaghetti.
Exactly. That's an exact. You just said it right before I did. He's like spaghetti, appetino. All right. Carlito's Way also features, just sidebar, if I may, a really interesting performance from Sean Penn that you can file under the category of the makeup people did the toughest part of the job, because right, because he's got that, he's bald,
curly, yeah,
hair, and like he just suddenly is just that character, just because the makeup team did such a good job.
That's great.
I don't know if they won that year though or not for an Oscar. Whenever there's some actor they make ugly or fat, that's who wins the Oscar.
Wasn't it Penelope Ann Miller in that too?
Oh, I bet she was. Yeah,
I think she was the lead girl.
It's true. She was. She went from, the girl who couldn't see very well in Adventures in Babysitting to Carlito's Lady. Jonathan.
All right. I know that this answer would work better on your other podcast, Doug Loves Limited Series. But I'm going to sneak it in because it's really great. Escape from Danmora. Oh. This was a limited 8-part thing on HBO. Ben Stiller directed it. It's great, you guys. It is really great. And it's like old. It's like 4 years old, 5 years old. And I don't know why I watched it, but the whole thing is really freaking amazing.
Is it like an action thing?
It's based on a true story where Patricia Arquette is a jailhouse worker. A couple inmates, Benicio del Toro and another dude, kind of fake fall in love with her, and then she helps them escape. And it's like true, like this really happened. And it's 8 episodes. Ben Stiller directed it. I really love it.
There's another limited series that was based on a true story I really liked. It's called WandaVision.
Yeah, yeah.
Great prison scenes in that one.
Huge.
I think one could argue that the success Ben Stiller had as a director and producer with that Escape from Danmora show is kind of what paved the way for Severance.
Oh, absolutely.
Which people enjoy a great deal, and it does feel very much like a prison movie or prison series.
Yeah.
I think Ben Stiller is really working some stuff out. He's really trapped and needs to escape.
For a funny guy, he's not very funny.
Yeah.
I've said it for years.
do you even attempt to spell Danmora, or do you just like...
It's the name of the prison. I think if you just typed in escape from and then D, Google would fill in. Well, first Dix, and then after Dix, it would go to Denmark.
Who would escape those? They're so great.
Escape from Dix is a different, very limited series.
Different yeah. Ben Stiller vehicle.
We'll get Escape from Alcatraz.
It would still be a Ben Stiller movie.
Escape from Alcatraz would pop up if you type in Escape From.
Yeah.
Escape from the Planet of the Apes would come up.
Yep.
And there's probably about 1,000 more Escape From movies. Yeah. But that is a good way to find it. Well, thank you, Jonathan, for being a big cheater and
naming
a TV show instead of a motion picture. Since no one decided to really, I mean, I guess OG sounds like it's mostly in the prison. Do they ever leave for any reason?
I think he gets out at the very end. No, maybe he does. It's all prison.
Yeah, it's so prison.
It's all prison.
Yeah. But I thought of a couple things when we were talking scenes with prison. I like when Jake Blues gets out of prison at the beginning of the Blues Brothers. That's a fun sequence that, you know, sets up the whole story. And then for pure, like, lots of prison in the movie is I go with the original Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Is a pretty entertaining movie. I mean, the Adam Sandler one's good, too, because it's just, you know, how can you not cheer for a bunch of dudes playing against the mean security guards?
True.
You know, they just show the security guards being mean to the prisoners, and then you just completely forget about what the prisoners did to get there. You're just
all
like,
the murderers,
security guards. Yeah. Just because that guy murdered a guy doesn't mean this other guy can hit him with a stick. That's not how it works. All right, so great job, everybody.
I'm surprised no one said Shawshank or anything.
You know what? I want to give everybody some sort of special award for not saying Shawshank Redemption, because people are in love with that movie in a way to me that's like, you know, a little disturbing, because you know, it's a well-made movie with good actors, but you know what happens at the end, right? Once you've seen it once.
Yeah, you don't really got to go back to that well.
Yeah, but people do, and they're obsessed with it. Like, it's really, like, a lot of people's favorite movie, and I'm just like, I can't think of any prison movie I'd want to see, you know, multiple times. But you know what I mean? Shawshank, some people are just like, I've seen it 20 times. Like, okay, well.
It's a crazy place to put yourself over and over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess at least it's not The Green Mile. That movie's really, not only is it in a prison, but they're mean to a little mouse.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
Mm. And that mouse killed people.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then, you know, maybe. Maybe he deserved a little something. Maybe they didn't need to completely squash him. Maybe they could have just flicked him around a little bit with a stick. All right.
Yep.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these words.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back. That was pretty painless. Since folks are going to be hearing this on 4th of July Eve, and possibly even on 4th of July, let's see which one of you is the most patriotic moviegoer with a game that I call Patriot Games. I will ask a patriotic movie question. Whatever the hell that means. If the first person I ask, which would be David, if he misses it, it's multiple choice. The next person gets to guess from the remaining two options. And if that person doesn't get it right, the third person gets a gimme point. And every time somebody gets a point, we start with the next person with the next question. Sort of a warm-up game. Nothing to get too worried about. I think all of you stand an excellent chance of winning. David, are you ready for the first question?
I'm ready for the first question.
Okay. First question is, Tom Cruise stars in Born on the 4th of July, but what date was he actually born? And here are your three options, David. Was it July 2nd, July 3rd, or July 5th?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't seen anyone say happy birthday Tom Cruise yet this year online or anything. So I'm gonna say the 5th.
That's your final answer?
It's my final answer.
Because you were like on the internet looking at celebrity birthdays today.
Well, I just feel like you usually see the big ones, like somebody on Instagram or something, like, oh, I love, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman. That was a weird one to pick.
Great acting. It's always a good time for Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah. What's he doing now?
Celebrating the Independence Day in his own, he keeps it private.
He's free forever, some would say.
The answer, though, your answer, July 5th, is incorrect. Sorry. Jenny?
Ooh.
I mean, David claims he didn't see anything about it today. And then there's tomorrow, July 3rd. Which one of those two do you think is Tom Cruise's real birthday?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say the 3rd because I kind of... So I'm very good friends with one of the top Tom Cruise impersonators.
Sure.
I am. And no, I think I would have seen on his Instagram... If it was today, I'm going to be so wrong. It's the 3rd.
You saw his Instagram today quietly. And it was Tom Cruise free, even though that's what his whole gig is.
Yes.
Is being Tom Cruise. Does he have other jobs?
Yes, he does, but he's very good at Tom Cruise.
What else does he do?
He does. He's an actor. He does other things.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if he had, I think it'd be hilarious to look and sound like Tom Cruise and be like a plumber or something, like show up at people's houses and they spend the whole time thinking they're on a prank show.
No, he's very good at what he does. But I haven't looked at his Instagram today, so I don't know. I want to say the 3rd.
Ben Stiller does a good Tom Cruise.
Oh, it's Ben Stiller. He's my friend.
That bit where they just sit there and laugh.
Yeah, that's
at
who you're talking about.
It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I've been talking about Ben Stiller this whole
just
time.
Laughing. And now, have you seen Tom Cruise? Have you seen his Instagram? He posed in front of the posters for Oppenheimer, Indy 5, and Barbie, and then posted on Instagram and Twitter how excited he is to see those movies and everyone should go out to the movies. Like, he's such a team player that he's promoting the films that are out the same time as his movie.
Look at that.
That's nice.
Because he wants to single-handedly, him and Nicole Kidman, even though they're not together anymore, they're the king and queen of trying to get people to go back to the cinema.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But anyway, Jenny, July 3rd is the correct answer.
Oh, that's my mom's birthday.
Well, there you go.
Happy birthday to David your mom.
And Tom Cruise all celebrate the same birthday. But I've always enjoyed that, you know, that, of course, he starred in Born on the 4th of July. And that's where the lies start with that man.
I thought he was going to be, honestly, an August birthday. He has some very Leo energy.
Right?
Well, really didn't feel his Cancer energy.
I guess that's sort of on the cusp of a Leo, or, you know, whole month away.
Even though Jenny was correct, can I still answer July 2nd as the last option?
I think you'd probably be better off just being first on the next question.
If you say so.
Okay. I think you can do it.
All right.
Jonathan, who played the president of the United States in, I even mentioned it earlier, Independence Day? Was it Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton, or Pedro Pascal?
Okay, I know the face, but I always get him confused with the same named guys. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah. Hence the question.
Okay.
It's like I knew the confusion was possible and hoped that would happen.
Okay, I think we lost Paxton to a botched surgery, which is very sad because he was a genius. So I think it's Pullman. I'm going to say A, Pullman.
Well, even though we lost Bill Paxton, he was alive when Independence Day was made.
Oh.
We didn't lose him that right? long ago. That was like a long time ago.
15 years 94? Before.
96. Yeah.
Then I got him confused with that other Bill guy that died in 1948 that was in the talkie movies. I'm still going with Pullman.
You still want Pullman. Pullman. Your gut is telling you Pullman.
That is my definitive response.
You sure you don't want to, you know, consider Pedro Pascal?
Daddy president.
Nope.
Bill Pullman is correct. That is the correct answer.
Woo!
Yeah, you did it. I was counting on people not knowing the difference between those two guys, but I think all three of you won't fall for that or wouldn't fall for that.
Nice try.
Jonathan, you're on the board. David, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In what movie did Harrison Ford take over the role of Jack Ryan? Was it The Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, or Clear and Present Danger?
The names of the characters in any of those movies. Clear and Present Danger.
That's your answer?
That's my answer. As I feel like I am currently in clear and present danger of losing this.
That is incorrect. Jenny.
I'm going to say the Patriot Games.
Why would you think that?
This is Patriot themed.
You think that the answer in a game, the whole game is called Patriot Games. So you think that one of the answers in a game called Patriot Games could be Patriot Games?
Yes.
You think it would go that obvious?
Yes, I do.
And that David would miss it.
Yes.
I think all these things are very possible as well.
You're right. It is Patriot Games. Hunt for Red October. Hunt for Red October was Alec Baldwin playing Jack Ryan.
He wasn't in Hunt for Red October.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then he left, and Harrison Ford started Patriot Games, and then he started Clear and Present Danger, and then he left, and what's his name did one? Chris Pine did one called We're Out Here in the Snow or something, and I remember it had a snowy setting. And then, what's his name, did the TV version. John Krasinski is TV Jack Ryan.
Oh.
And there you have it. The history of someone no one cares about.
Nice.
Yeah, and congratulations to Jenny. You pulled it off. You won the Patriot Games.
I am the most patriotic one here. Thank you.
You. It turns out, indeed, you are the most patriotic of my three guests.
Yep.
Who would have thunk it?
You're
right.
A terrible time to be patriotic.
I got the Vauban out.
You got the what?
The Vauban. I heaved a little. Some of it hit my pans. So I also have barkeeper's friend to clear the puke off of my pans, and then the Vauban for my carpet.
Oh no. Do people on Let's Make a Deal, they get so excited? Do you have to see people like get so excited they get sick?
I've never seen anybody barf. I've seen people pass out. People have just gone. You see their eyes go in the back of their heads. And then it's funny, too, because we have a musician that scores the show live. And he's playing all this like boom, boom, bam, ba, doom, boom, ba, ba. And somebody goes down. He's just like boom, boom, ba, ba, doom. It slows down the music a little. Because you can't celebrate. Oh shit! Is someone to have a heart attack?
Yeah, it still sounded pretty cool though. Still sounded like a nice lounge vibe or something. So
he softens it up.
I love it. Okay, so you know, all it means Jenny winning this first game is that she gets to go first in our next game, which we will play after this break. We will be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and congratulations again to Jenny Zagrino, because you are the most patriotic of all of my guests today.
Yep. And celebrating this country.
Yeah. And so
one movie at a time.
You win an advantage in our next game, but we shall see, because since today's guests are three of my favorites, I think y'all can handle a beta test of a new twist in a classic game.
Ooh, okay.
A classic game you might not be familiar with, but it's normally when we play the game, I call, it's had several names over the years, but lately it's been called Last Woman Standing, because I've been trying harder to promote actresses over actors, because more people know trivia about men than about women. That's just not right. So I've been playing mostly with actresses of late. And the idea is you get the name of an actress, and then my guests take turns naming movies that that person has been in. Oh. And if you can't think of one, that's the end of the road. You're out. When it's your turn, if you don't have a name, you're eliminated. But please do stick around to the end of the show, because you want to hear all about the parting gifts. Do they ever say that expression anymore on game shows, Jonathan?
They don't say parting gifts, but do you guys remember when Wheel of Fortune, when you used to win, you used to go shopping?
Yeah.
How cool that was?
It
yeah,
was
you'd
cool.
Have $1,000. You're like, yeah, I'll take the vacuum for $200. I want the washing machine for $250. It was, I miss it.
Yeah, and it was a classic, just funny thing to say in inappropriate settings, to say, I'll put the rest of it on account, Pat, because whenever they do their shopping spree, they always have an extra $50 or $100 or something that they didn't, you know, couldn't spend. So they save it for later. And if they don't win another puzzle, if they don't win another game, then that money just goes away. They never get to use it.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, it is. But also just the amount of time they'd spend on the person doing the shopping, I could see why it was eliminated. Because, it gives more time for the actual gameplay. What do you think, Jonathan, about this Ryan Seacrest takeover?
You know, he's a hardworking guy, and there's not really much room on that show for any humor. I'll leave it at that.
Right, he doesn't have to be funny. He just has to be slick and keep it moving. I
exactly.
think he'll do a fine job, but also, why not
it's such a staple in American households. Like, no one was like, I hoping that he'd be the guy. Like, everyone was like, this could be a chance to put somebody interesting in that position. If not, just move Vanna over there.
Yeah. I love Vanna. You know? Did you hear that she's all, she hasn't gotten a raise in 18 years? Yeah. What 18 the? Years. Yeah.
She's had to suffer. She's had to get by on $3 million a year.
How?
It's just, but you know, you have to compare it to what Pat's making when he's making five times that. It, of course, it's unfair, but it's still hilarious that someone as rich as her is being underpaid.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people love to say her job's not easy, but those people are really dumb because holy shit. Especially when she had to actually turn the letters. That was a difficult gig, I think. To look good doing it is the important part.
Yeah. What if you go counterclockwise? You know, you got to remember which direction clockwise is every single time.
No, it's a lot. And then you got to stand there and make jokes with Pat Sajak. She had a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the twist on the game now, though, because I told you what we used to do, but now I've reached out on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account and asked for some suggestions. I asked for actresses. So how this is going to work is because you won the last game, you get to go first, Jenny, in determining what name we're going to play this game with today. So I'm going to tell Jenny the name of an actress, and Jenny can either say play or pass. And if, you know, if it's an actress you think you'd do well naming her movies, you'd want to play. But if you, you know, don't think she'd be good for you, you can pass. And then that name is thrown out. But you only get one pass. So the next name you have to accept. But then we move on to our next player, which would be, flip the order around, David. So then David gets to hear a new name or the name that you passed, and then he can pass on it, etc. Until we finally, each of you has either used your one option or not, and we've arrived at one name.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So our friend F. Berman on the Twitter suggested, gotta love her, she's mentioned in two different pop songs, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Ooh. Shit.
Not big on the Michelle Pfeiffer movies.
I only know like two.
Damn.
Well, that's not a strong amount.
It's not strong.
But the fear is, are the other actresses going to be more obscure or harder than Michelle? But I dare say if you only know two, you should probably pass on Michelle Pfeiffer.
So, okay, if I pass, I get no points. But if I just said one movie, I get
There's no points yet at all. This is just to determine the name of the actress that we're going to take turns naming movies later. So now it's just figuring out who it's going to be. So if you pass on this, it's your only chance to pass. So it'll basically end up being in the hands of the other guys if they want to. You know, I'll have to give you a second name that you'll have to accept, in other words.
Damn it. It's like she's so iconic, but I also don't know any film that she's in. Damn it.
All right,
and it would go with the theme of the day. It would go with my theme.
Oh.
If I answered.
I think you got to go with your theme. Stay true to you.
Man, that's only one. All right, I'm just going to to do it, whatever. I'm more invested in keeping with the theme, and so Michelle Pfeiffer. Man, what if it's not her though?
That's what I'm worried
so
about.
Bad.
See, both these other guys have a chance to toss it, so you have a chance right now to get to at least hear a second name.
Oh my! I want to hear a second name. Whatever.
All right, Michelle Pfeiffer's out. Sean Harold Smith on Twitter suggested Julianne Moore. And you don't have an option on this.
Okay, I don't have an option.
We move on.
Okay.
We move on to David.
Oh, okay. I have to move on. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. David gets to decide if he likes Julianne Moore or wants to pass it. But if you don't pass Julianne Moore, keep in mind that Jonathan could spoil your plans and toss her aside. What do you think, David?
I could do that.
You like Julianne Moore?
Yeah, I think I got a few.
Yeah, she's made a lot of movies. All right, you're sticking with Julianne Moore?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Julianne Moore.
Okay, so then we move on to Jonathan. And Jonathan, you can stay with Julianne Moore or pick somebody else.
See, I get her confused with Bill Paxton so many times. I can think of a. I'm gonna stick with her.
You like Julianne Moore?
Yeah.
All right. So that's how it works. That's how we've decided that it's Julianne Moore, and you get to go first, Jenny. And then David, then Jonathan, and then I'll throw in a title for fun, just as sort of a spoiler. But of course, I can't win.
Okay. Was she in Children of Men?
Now, you can't ask.
Wait, what? This, I think she was.
You don't form I think it she as was. A question. This isn't.
She was.
Yeah. But yes.
It's a rhetorical question. Rhetorical. Don't
she
answer
is
it.
In, she is indeed in Children of Men, so good okay. job. You're still in it. But definitely think of ones that she's definitely in, not ones that you think she might be in.
Okay.
Because that'll get you into trouble. David?
Boogie Nights.
Julianne Moore, of course, Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
She got a Oscar nomination for that one. Jonathan?
Was Boogie Nights the one where she's standing there naked, yes. delivering?
Well, she's naked in Boogie Nights, but there's a different movie you're thinking of.
Yeah, I can't remember that one, but maybe it's the movie I'm going to say. Okay. She was in a very weird indie movie I saw years ago that has stuck with me called Safe.
Yeah.
Was that the naked where you could see? All of it.
I mean, she might have been naked and safe. I don't know, because that movie's just all about how she's just a germaphobe, right?
Can we just say that she was naked in that for
if
for
you
me?
Want to.
I would I like to remember
like
it.
I picture in like a hazmat suit, but if you want to, you know, maybe it was a sexy hazmat suit.
Yes, that's what I would like to remember about it.
Okay. But I'll help you out if you want to go back and see the scene where she's just casually ironing her pants while arguing with
Yes. What was
husband.
That?
Her husband's played by Matthew Modine, and it's my answer because it's my turn. Shortcuts.
Yeah.
Directed by Robert Altman. All right, we're back to Jenny.
Oh,
by the way, Jenny, Children of Men was a great one to lead off with. That's an awesome movie.
Great, great film. Okay. I think she was in this one. Probably wrong. I don't even know if this is the right name. I think it was 13 played the mom.
No, the mom in 13 was Holly Hunter.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know. These character actresses, they're tough to pin down sometimes.
These redheaded women.
Yeah. Do you got any other redhead guesses?
No. I see flashes of her face. Like my brain right now is like an AI. Like if you made an AI Julianne Moore movie, that's all I'm seeing, but no titles.
Yeah. Yeah. She's been in a lot of movies, usually with the red hair.
She's looking concerned in every image I'm thinking
she's
of.
She's a burnt brow.
Yeah. Very mother figure a lot of the time. Very, but I'm sorry, Jenny. But I guess this is the end of the road.
Bye, everybody.
But do stick around for the exciting conclusion. David.
Yeah.
What do you got?
The Big Lebowski.
Nice. You remember that one, Jenny?
I do. I do remember it.
I'm just going to shame you after like, every answer.
Here's the thing. As a woman, you are surrounded by men who quote that movie ad nauseum forever. And then so you true. Just go, I hate it. I never want to think about it again.
Yeah, it's really the Shawshank Redemption of bowling movies. Which is its own kind of prison. All right. Whose turn is it? Oh, Jonathan?
Is it my turn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he said Baby Basti. Yeah. Yeah.
So I know she was in some of the Hunger Games stuff, and I don't think it was the first one. But am I allowed to just say Hunger Games 2?
No, that wouldn't be fair to anybody.
I would like to say Hunger Games 2. Am I allowed to say Hunger Games? The Hunger Games sequel. Part 2.
No, they give them all, like, you know, they all have titles.
Hunger Games, the Fury of the Bear, the Fury of the Bird, the Flaming Bird Sword. Hunger Games 2, the Flaming Bird, the fucking... Come on, man. Hunger Games 2.
I can't even picture her in those movies. I mean, I know I'm not...
She was one of the like the elite... I'm not
the biggest fan of it, but she was like...
Yeah, like one of the elite, like... I just see her...
like
in
Elizabeth
this...
Banks.
And yeah. She's
Stanley Tucci.
She's wearing big wardrobe and...
Maybe, like, does her character like come in one of the later ones?
Yeah, it's not in the first one. Because I kind of saw the
second
one.
Four of them, yeah.
Oh, no, maybe. Hunger Games 2 through 4 is my final.
Well, none of us are qualified to figure that one out. But you must have another Julianne Moore movie.
Oh, man. You know, it's not a movie, but wasn't she great on 30 Rock as Baldwin's wife or girlfriend?
Yeah.
She was so good.
She had a crazy accent. But that reminds me, when they do those games on Let's Make a Deal where they say like three or four movie titles and you have to put them like you have to put the two that came out the same year or put them in the right order.
Yeah.
Are you ever, while you're just watching, do you ever know the answers or are you just like, I don't know.
I know like ahead of time. I don't, sometimes I do. Cause it's like, oh yeah, I know these movies. And sometimes I'm just like, you know, they'll be like a year apart on some of them. And it's like, how to remember what came out in 83 or 84. I mean,
those years are really tough. Like they really make it like a real, because it's so funny because they, you know, they let the contestant look to the audience and the audience is yelling out answers. You know, that's how hard the question is that you can just go ahead and let the audience participate and they may not be yelling, you know, they may be hurting more than helping.
That's the funny thing about our show is like they always go to the audience and the audience never knows more than you do. So it's always kind of this funny, weird things like you're not getting help.
Yeah. Or it's some weird guy that's sitting there that like, you know, claims to know, you know, but it's just like, what? Like, would you just trust your life or a lot of money to just a stranger at a bus stop or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So enough stalling. Just say the name of a Julianne Moore movie.
Hunger Games, The Flight of the Rebel Sword.
You will not let go of this Hunger Games. You're obsessed.
It's even hungrier.
All right. Well, I'm going to call that incorrect.
Ah!
I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I could say what I think the names of the Hunger Games movies are, but I don't want to spoil it for David.
Okay.
Because the two of us are still going to battle it out, see who can last the longest.
Good luck.
And so it's my turn. So I'm going to say Magnolia.
Dude, that was the one I had. That was what shit. I had.
That's it?
That's what I had. The rest are like, I think I got one, I think maybe.
Okay.
Was, fuck. I was so confident about Magnolia.
Yeah, that was a good one.
In that movie, what is it? Her in Snowpiercer?
No, no.
Do you know who I'm talking about? The red.
Yeah, I think you're talking Tilda Swinton.
But it is Tilda Swinton. Yeah, yeah. I got it then. That's what I had was Magnolia.
I mean, anytime you're watching a character actress performance, you might as well just say, fuck, it is Tilda Swinton. She's even men sometimes. She's played men in like a couple different movies. She puts it out there. Okay, so, but you know, I'm trying to think. There's another woman in that in Snowpiercer, but I don't think it's Julianne Moore, but maybe it is. But what else you got?
Because there's the one, there's, I think I know one of the Hunger Games movies names.
Oh, okay.
Hunger Games. Rise of the Mockingjay? I think that's what it is. I think
that sounds believable.
I think there's a Mockingjay.
Well, it doesn't matter. You lasted the longest, so you win.
What?
I could keep going, but you beat the other competitors. So congratulations. There was Mockingjay and Mockingjay Part 2 were the third and fourth one. And the second one was something about setting something on fire or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Hunger Games Backdraft.
The burn. Hunger Games, it burns. Oh, the hunger. I don't know. Oh, brother, how hungry art thou?
Oh, brother, how hungry art thou?
Yeah, yeah. A good Julianne Moore, though, that you missed was Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
Ah, damn it.
That's a fun one. Yeah, that's pretty big. And then she was Steve Carell's wife in Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, damn it.
Yeah. And, you know, and she's been in just a shit ton of other things. She's even in, what movie is it where she plays a clown that has sex with, she has sex with Tim Meadows in The Ladies Man.
Really?
And she's in a clown outfit, like with, and squeezing the horn and making the noise and everything.
Yeah, it checks out.
Yeah. Congratulations again to David Borey for winning today. What would you like to plug, dude?
Oh, just my Instagram, CoolGuyJokes87. All my dates are coming up there. I'm going out July, or I'm going out August, September, October for a big one. So those dates will come up soon.
Just go look for them there, and look for them here as well, because I'll invite you back soon to
apparently
defend your title. You keep on winning.
This is truly insane.
I don't know how you do it.
Me either.
But here we are. Jenny Zagrino, delightful having you on the show again.
Thank you. I'm never coming back. I refuse. I'd love to lose.
Well, would you be interested? The other gentlemen on this show today have already done it, but would you be, cornering you with everybody listening? Would you be willing to appear on Wide World of Doug's, my podcast, where there's no points, there's no games, it's just a conversation with two guys named Doug?
I love it.
All right, cool. I'll hit you up to come do that sometime. And Jonathan Mangum,
thanks for having me, man.
When can people see Hip-Prov in Vegas?
Hip-Prov is at the Harrah's July 5th through the 9th. And then if you're in LA, come, let's make a deal and get a car for yourself.
So you're basically taping like you tape for the summer?
Yeah, we go about 4.5 to 5 months a year, 3 shows a day.
And Glendale's a new studio.
Yeah, we just moved, and it's, what's crazy is that the Price is Right used to be over in TV City, and now Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal, we're sharing a soundstage. So like the back of our audience backs up to the back of the Price is Right's audience.
Oh, they just have both sets just there.
Like, yeah, yeah, and permanent. they'll be there the days we're not. So
yeah, it's not like stuff like because even at CBS in Hollywood, the Price is Right set, they'd have to shove it all out in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yes, when they weren't taping.
Yeah, you've been there, you've seen it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's how I've been able to spin the wheel, because it's just, they just leave it sitting out there.
It literally is just sitting in a hallway.
Yeah, yeah. You just walk up and spin it, and And it's just like on TV, it's harder to spin than, it's definitely a tight wheel.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, time for some Doug plugs. I'm doing a stand-up in Seattle this Saturday at the Croc Saturday night with a couple other special guests. Should be fun. Plus, I'm doing stand-up in celebration of Dabs Day, 7/10. That's this Monday at the Punchline in Sacramento, California. And Doug Loves Movies is going to be in Pittsburgh on July 15th and San Diego on July 19th and back at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. on July 23rd. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Thanks again to all of my guests, David Bory, Jenny Zagrino, and Jonathan Mangum.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I hope
Thanks.
You have a lovely 4th of July. Does anybody have any anything exciting planned?
I might go to the desert.
Yeah? Just go out there?
Yeah, I might go do some things.
Yeah. Some things that one would do in the desert.
That one would do and commune with the stars and, just
blast
search for answers, whether or not I should move to New York.
Yeah, well, I think they'll, as soon as someone shoots a bunch of fireworks in your direction, you'll be like, that's the sign to move to New York.
I'm going to go to David's mom's house to wish her happy birthday.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I'll be there waiting for you.
I'm sure you will.
Pull up, see what happens.
All right. Thanks, everybody. As always, welcome home, Ronnie.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because Doug loves.